Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler drivers, the men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also, our bulk mail carriers are out there, the drivers hauling the mail, to make sure you get your letters delivered to you today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys that deliver the gas and the diesel to the gas stations. So you got fuel to get to work. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also over on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're also on Truth Social, which is Donald Trump's website, as at Captain's America. And you can follow us on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, I think we still have to talk a little bit more about the shooting, because I was just discussing with you a timeline that I just saw. And apparently this kid, there's some more details that have come out about the shooter, whose name I will not mention, but I will say that we do know that at 11:32 a.m., he approached the back door of the school, which was open, I might add, went in the school, was immediately accosted by, challenged by a security officer that was there, and he fired shots wounding the security officer, and then in the school he went over to the classroom and started doing what he did, was doing.
Yeah, all of the students that were killed and wounded and teachers were in the same classroom, so it was really just one classroom.
Right.
He wasn't like roaming hallways. But still, I think that we have to look at, you know, if we want to look at all this in detail, I think we're going to have to kind of go slowly at it, because things have kind of changed up here a little bit since the first reports have come out. So,
sure.
I think we have to kind of go slow, especially with this kid himself and his family. At least, however, I would say in Greg Abbott's long press conference yesterday,
mm-hmm.
they were beginning to get it right, because the real core issue here is mental health and what is the cause of mental health. And I would challenge that if on paper, if there was a collection of these kinds of shooters, you know, the Las Vegas shooter, the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooter, Sandy Hook, if we start looking at all of their backgrounds, and I mean going, you know, as far back as you necessarily can, families and interactions, you're going to find a real common denominator here, or at least several of them. And I think that those common denominators that become a result of violence and retribution and all these kinds of things, that's the 800-pound gorilla in the room. It's not the guns. There is something, you know, there are some things, and I'll say that in the plural sense, that is happening here that we have yet to admit, recognize, and deal with. And as long as that still sits out there, we're going to have more of these, sadly so.
Well, I'm going to say something, and this was brought up yesterday by the Texas Attorney General, Mr. Paxton. He said, and I quote, "We can't stop people from doing bad things, but we can harden the schools and arm the teachers."
Well, we can, and, you know, that's a defensive posture, and I get it, and I understand it, but that's still, and that's a step, that's fine. But you still have these people out there with evil in their hearts and in their minds. Mm-hmm. And we haven't fixed that. You know, let's look at the big huge picture here. How much money do we put into security measures? Security. Cameras and people and technology and overtime and all those other kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Wherever they may be. From, you know, the Super Bowl to a high school football game to, you know, retail stores and all that. So then how much money do we put into law enforcement and all, I mean, all of these kinds of things, and we're not getting anywhere, are we?
No.
It's kind of like we fund the Department of Education since it was created. Okay, create it, we funded it, whatever is it. Why do we still need it?
Mm-hmm. You got a good point there. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. I shall return with more.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money in a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I am going to take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon, is brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Now, Geico Insurance has been saving people money for just a little bit more than 85 years right now, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, and I'm one of them. Now, you can go to the website, geico.com, and find out what the quote would be they would give you for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Also, find out where your local agent is, and get information on whatever else you want to do from an insurance standpoint. But what you do is when you go over there, they'll give you the quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a boat or RV. They'll insure all of that too. But where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners, your renters, or your condo insurance all together. That will save you a bunch of money. So check them out online. Geico, G-E-I-C-O. .com, Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Hello.
We have our pal Aaron up in Colorado listening to us up there on 710 KNUS, The Answer. So, Aaron, what's going on?
Oh, Cap, Denise. Denise is right. I mean, when you deal with a complex situation, everyone's looking around for answers and looking for scapegoats. And, of course, guns are the scapegoats. And the thing is, though, when it comes to whatever evil, because, I mean, I left high school in 87. So, and I think about my generation, Generation X, I guess, you know, the name is my generation, Generation X.
Right.
And the thing is, though, I think my generation, we're coming out of high school, I mean, none of us are thinking about shooting up the school or killing our peers or want to knock off teachers or whatever. I mean, none of us. I mean, we're thinking about other things. Can we go to college?
Sure.
Maybe we'll go to military. I mean, we're thinking about other stuff. So it's far from it. So I don't know what's going on. I mean, the other previous generations before my generation came to the scene. I mean, they weren't thinking about that either. So, and then I don't know what the other generations that came after I left high school, what's going on now. But it seems like a lot of young people out there, I guess, don't have a purpose. And that's the root cause of the problem right there. What you're on planet Earth, you got to figure out what is your purpose while you're living as a human being on this planet. We human beings call Earth. That's the problem. That's the root of the problem. But blaming guns, that's just, you use, guns are scapegoats. That's a scapegoat. Mm-hmm. You got to find the root cause. It's like a disease. You can take all these drugs, but all these pharmaceutical drugs, but you want the cure. See, you want the cure. Taking all these pharmaceutical drugs just treats the symptoms, but it doesn't cure anything.
Mm-hmm.
Got to find the cure.
Right.
That's the key. Got to find the cure, not just throw a bunch of drugs at it and think it's going to solve the problems.
Yeah.
You got all these symptoms. Mm-hmm. We got to find the cure and stop looking for scapegoats.
Okay.
But anyway, Denise, Cap, have a good morning.
All right. Thanks very much, Aaron. I appreciate that. That's Aaron up in Denver calling in. And I forgot to ask her what the temperature was, but it looked like it was pretty decent up there. She brings up some very interesting points, Denise.
We have I know how people feel about Mitt Romney, and I get it. But he did say something a long time ago, and a couple other people that have echoed his statement since. And we have a breakdown of society because we have a breakdown of the family. And I even said to my husband once, and I said, you know what? I think the world needs to go back to a dress code.
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
You know, if you dress badly, you act badly.
Mm-hmm.
And then people show no respect for those that are dressed badly. You see what I'm saying? So we end up, too, with a bad situation there. You know, growing up, you know, my teachers, they all had, like male teachers had suits and ties on, and the females had, dresses and whatnot. And I would just say you had a respect because there was for authority. We have no respect for authority anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, if you got sent to the principal's office, that was one thing. But if the principal called your parents, that was the absolute worst.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, yeah. There's no respect for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a lot of retired school teachers on my tennis teams, and they have been asked to substitute teach. And they're like, no way, I'm not doing it anymore. And why is that? Well, because there's no control in the classrooms. These kids are violent in the classrooms. You see the way that some of they behave.
Mm-hmm.
So we have got, and then we've got our own government that is, handing out crack pipes, which they deny, but they are doing it.
Yeah.
And we're not doing anything about homeless, which is into itself causes a whole other mental crisis, or is another form of mental crisis. I mean, we've got root causes here, and I even hate to say that because I sound like Kamala Harris, but we're not addressing these kinds of things. And I would argue that the lockdown and all things pandemic exacerbated the situation to the point where I don't believe that we have even begun to see how bad people are. Remember?
Well, there you hit the nail on the head. That's an interesting point, and you have definitely hit the nail on the head with that one.
I mean, we got a generation that can't deal with things. They need safe spaces, and, you know, they have pet a pony parties, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, let me tell you, we have people that it's somebody else's fault. They can't do this. Can't do that. We're taking away achievement. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody did the right thing. We're changing the syllabus at schools, so we're taking away honors programs so they can't advance. I mean, we're cheating ourselves. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's lots of things that are going on here that I mean, this boy obviously had some issues. Obviously. And a lot of people failed him and didn't address the situation. He dropped out of school. The police were called more than once because of the threats that he made, even including he was fired at his job at Wendy's because of the way he treated other people at work. So the boy was lost. Now, that doesn't give him, you know, an excuse because, I mean, the kid was evil in what he did. He you know, made Facebook posts that he shot his grandmother, and then he made a post, you know, that he was going over to the school to shoot up the school. Why that school? Well, as it turns out, his grandmother used to work there.
Right.
So he was probably quite familiar with it.
That's why he knew about the back door being open.
There is no single fix, meaning it isn't about guns. That's not treating the core problem here.
I had a discussion earlier with another caller, and they said that this kid dressed up with eyeshadow and lipstick and all that stuff. So he was one of these gothic people, one of these goths.
Or he was a gender jumper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you know, maybe we haven't seen, I mean, we have seen that even under critical race theory, the kids are having a terrible time with what they're being taught in the classroom, and then they're going home and they're having arguments with their own parents. You know, you have to call me by my pronoun. You can't call me, you know, anything else.
All right.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Well, we will continue this discussion tomorrow. Have yourself a great day, and I'll talk to you then.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And, folks, I have a real treat coming up for you this morning in the military segment, military news segment. We're going to have our friend Annie from the yoga place, along with a retired Navy Rear Admiral, a former SEAL, Tom Steffens. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Lawmakers in both parties are beginning talks on gun legislation with red flag laws on the forefront. This comes one day after a gunman killed 19 children and two adults at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. Meanwhile, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton told Newsmax curtailing gun ownership would not have stopped Tuesday's massacre.
We already have laws against killing people, and this guy apparently didn't care what the law was. Having a gun law that told him not to have a gun would have stopped any of this.
Pennsylvania's Republican Senate primary race between Dr. Mehmet Oz and David McCormick will head to a recount. The narrow margin between the two candidates triggered a mandatory recount under Pennsylvania law. Counties in Pennsylvania must begin recounting ballots by no later than June 1st. They must finish their recounts by June 7th at noon. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news segment here in the Captain's America Third Watch. And, of course, it's always brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, their website, NAA.edu. Bo Browning will be in the house in an hour from now. We'll be talking about his trip up there to Massachusetts. But in the meantime, I'm going to let them tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has been around a long time, and they started out down here in Clearwater, Florida. That's where they originally started out, and that's where you will learn to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, we heard from Kent this morning, earlier, up in Atlanta. He's the lead aviation maintenance technician for Delta up there at the Atlanta airport. And we appreciated him very much telling us that he liked the show and all sorts of things. And, Kent, again, kudos to you and kudos to your crew up there. But the National Aviation Academy has got two campuses where you can be trained to become an aviation maintenance technician. Number one, Clearwater, Florida, here in the Tampa Bay area. Number two, up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, if you're prior military and you're getting out of the military and you happen to be an aviation maintenance tech, you can come right to the school and take a short refresher test. It could be a couple of weeks. It could be a month, whatever you feel comfortable with. And then you can challenge the test. You can actually challenge the test. And a lot of people very successfully do that. They become aviation maintenance techs, and off they go running with their brand new job and their brand new career. So if you've done it in the military, you can certainly do it at National Aviation Academy and wind up with one of the big companies, like perhaps a Delta or maybe an American Airlines, or who knows, because they're all hiring. They're all hiring. So check them out online, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. And give them a phone call and ask to take the tour at one of their campuses. The number is 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080. All right. Well, I got a real treat for you today. We've got Annie Okerlin on the phone. I'm going to bring her in first. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning, Captain Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I want to point out to everybody that you're the yoga girl, and you've been doing a lot of yoga-wing, and we've got your a very good friend, and of course a fellow person who's relied on yoga. Now his record, of course, is one that the military audience is listening right now. There may be some people that might actually know this name and know him over there at MacDill. I have the pleasure of introducing everybody right now to Admiral. Rear Admiral, retired, Tom Steffens. And good morning, Admiral.
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great, and it's Matt. Or, yeah, Matt, M-E-T-T. That's okay.
Oh, right. What did
listen,
I say?
Listen, that's all that time you spent in the jungle. I get that. Yeah.
Attack's falling on my head.
Yeah, well, been there, done that. But listen, following the events of 9-11, I got hurt at the World Trade Center, but I kind of stuck around. I didn't want to go away because there was so much going on. You were recalled by the Chief of Naval Operations, correct?
I was. I was blessed to be recalled. I was about to retire, and the CNO retired and retained me for 2 years as we did some anti-terrorism work. It was terrific.
For the good of the service.
Good of the country, yeah.
All right. Now, you are working with Annie, and you are probably one of her stellar students, I'm guessing, for her. Is that right?
Well, stellar, I don't know about that. But back in 1998, I had been injured.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for some way to build up my strength and my core and get stretched out again. And I saw this sign for yoga. And I said, well, give that a try.
Mm-hmm.
And Annie came along. She's quite a taskmaster, an entire ball of energy. And not only did I get physically better, but I found it very reassuring, very calming. There was this wonderful community that surrounds that. And it just became a part of a very healthy lifestyle. Yeah.
Mm. All right. Well, Admiral, let me bring Annie into the mix here. Okay, here we go. All right, Annie, can you hear me all right?
I can, Captain Matt.
Okay. Now, have gotten involved in, and you're kind of the traveling person here. You go all over the country doing what you do. Is that correct?
Yes, I do.
All right. And here locally, in the local area, we talked about this before, there is a way that they can get a hold of you, and they can go through the program right here in Tampa Bay. So tell us about that.
We have an easy way to get involved, and you go to our website, which is exaltedwarrior.com, and there's online practices, so you can start meditation. You can do some simple yoga practices. We still are using Zoom since so many of our students are all over the country. We have weekly classes, and then we have a few classes in person. And we have a community adaptive yoga class for veterans. It's the second Thursday of each month. So our next one will be June 9th. And all the information is on our website. Our contact button comes directly to me. And so any correspondence or questions, I will handle them directly.
All right. Now, let's assume we have someone right now listening to us from San Diego or possibly even somewhere around the Gulf, maybe one of the naval installations further south down Guantanamo or whatever, or even up towards Norfolk. Do you have facilities near there for them as well?
I do. I have over the years, over the 20 years, 23 years I've been doing this work, I have teachers that I've trained specifically and various trainings that I've been part of. So I can find a teacher pretty much wherever anyone is.
Okay.
And the main thing to remember is that you want someone who's worked within a military setting or knows how to support some of the nervous system issues that we're working with or even the physical limitations.
Okay, let me bring the Admiral back in here for a second. Okay, Admiral, are you involved with some sort of program here locally too?
Actually, Matt, I live in Virginia Beach, Virginia. I'm down here visiting right now.
Oh, okay, all right.
Tampa. But I am involved in programs that are supporting veterans both in military hospitals and in veterans hospitals and all through the Exalted Warrior Foundation that Annie talked about. And that also is connected to first responders. And what Annie is able to do is to go to police forces, to our wonderful firefighters, and all these first responders who all have tremendous PTSD from the, you know, the horrible scenes that they encounter day after day after day.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a tremendous network, yeah.
All right, well, let me bring Annie back in here. Okay, Annie, give us a website and a phone number, please.
Sure. It's exaltedwarrior.com, and all contact can go through the website. It's immediate, and it comes directly through to me. So I can support any questions. There's also practices on the website itself.
Mm-hmm.
There's a tab that says practice anytime, and you can go and put some headphones on and go for a nice rest or a good meditation.
Okay, well, you know where I'm at every Tuesday.
I do.
Yep, we're over there at Mission Barbecue with a bunch of veterans and first responders, and you never know who's going to be there.
We have
some people that show up from way around the country, said, oh, we heard you were going to be here, and they listened to us in Minnesota or wherever. It's always a pleasure to have them show up. And, Annie, I want to thank you very much, and I'm going to go back and thank the Admiral. And you hang on, because I'll be right back to you here. Okay, and Admiral, sir, I appreciate you coming on the program, and you and I might be talking about something else. And, again, you and I both know what Memorial Day is all about. And the next person, and I keep telling people, please don't tell me Happy Memorial Day. Remember the spirit of the day.
You got that right, Matt. You got that right.
Admiral, God bless you. Take care. Pleasure talking to you. I'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Thanks, Matt. Good morning to all those veterans out there.
Thank you, sir.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. And by the way, my conversation with Chris Markowski brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, and in particular, their Moss Acura dealership on North Florida Avenue here in Tampa. And if you want to find out more about them, go to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com to find out more. You'll find out all about the You Serve, You Save program there, where all active military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get great deals offered to them on the vehicles that they're looking to buy. And by the way, your used vehicle right now is worth a pretty penny, more than what you think it is. Check it out, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is back with us. Hello, Mr. Chris.
Morning.
I don't need to tell you, and we talked a little bit about this during the break when you were waiting to come on, I think Beto O'Rourke yesterday made a complete fool out of himself. I am going to play what he said for the benefit of those who are just getting up and probably didn't hear it. So bear with me a minute. This is about 35 seconds. It gets a little coarse, ladies and gentlemen. He does use some profanity, but I can play this on the radio at this time in the morning. So here we go.
And at this time, I will pass the mic to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick.
Excuse me.
Sit down.
You're out of line and an embarrassment.
Sit down. Get out of line, sir.
Shooting is right now, and you are doing nothing.
No, please get his ass out of here. This isn't the place to talk this show.
This is totally predictable when you.
Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Sir, you're out of line. Please leave this auditorium. I can't believe you're a sick son of a bitch that would come to a deal like this to make a political issue.
All right, that was the mayor of Uvalde. They're all hanging by a thread, that whole community, and obviously he got real upset. That was Beto O'Rourke that was making the comments down below, and of course he was blaming everybody but him for the problems that happened there. You're the ones that caused this. It's all your fault. You didn't listen. You didn't do what you needed to do. And of course he's talking about gun control.
This is a guy that, wants to, born with a silver spoon in his mouth, rich kid that has run for the Senate, he's run for the presidency, he's now running for governor, and he just keeps losing.
And he was a congressman.
And yeah, he's getting desperate right now. And, but again, this is shameful. And you're not just getting it from him, you're getting it from all over when it comes to this, trying to place blame. Today, I'm reading stories talking about, the police, department blew it. They waited way too long. Nothing was done until the actual border patrol, got there. And, the training wasn't there. They waited 40 minutes. They didn't take the door, and, border patrol got there, came up with a plan, and that's when they went in. There's going to be constant finger pointing that's going on, but I got to remind everybody, it's not going to fix anything. Not all of this stuff, all of this, it's not going to, and this is why nothing is done. I mean, I have questions, okay? I don't want this to happen again. I said, the only people that should be having outbursts like this and this type of anger are the family members of the children. That is completely understandable.
Yep.
Everybody else, you're going to represent the people. You're going to try to fix this, okay? Why were there not double doors that are locked, before you can get in? Well, I can't get into my kid's school here. This is North Shore, Long Island, right? The safest neighborhood's going. They get you on camera. You have to say who you are. They know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
It's both double doors locked and a guard in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We discussed this before when, going back 10 years, when we had a Sandy Hook. Why do we not have resource officers that are armed within these schools? Also, why are we not considering having certain school teachers to carry arms and obviously concealed weapons? It'd be an enormous deterrent. We've got a problem in this country when it comes to violence, mental illness, and we can look to the root causes of this stuff, and I think we should. Kids getting off the beaten track, what social media can do to certain kids that are disturbed. There's a lot of things, but we're not solving the problem, and it's going to turn into a screaming match. They're going to say, okay, gun control. I'm going to be honest with you. Do I think that they need to have strict laws when it comes to background checks? I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I do think that you need to be checked out before you go out and buy a gun. I think most people agree with that. But the idea that all of a sudden you're just going to go ahead and take guns and these things are going to stop, it's crazy. We don't do much in the United States, unfortunately, when it comes to foreign news. There was a guy who walked into a grocery store in Norway with a bow and arrow and killed 8 people last week.
Right.
If someone wants to do something horrific, they're going to do something horrific. They'll do it with an automobile. They'll do it with something. So, and that's just the reality of the situation.
Waukesha, Wisconsin. Now, I agree with you, and I made the statement yesterday, and I'm going to stand by it. I'm going to make it again today. We can't stop people from doing bad things, but we can harden the schools and arm the teachers and those that want to be armed that work there in the schools.
Yeah, I mean, we have to do. I don't understand the reluctance to do this. I grew up in an era where I'm going to be honest, things have changed in this country. Okay, we can deny it all you want. I don't like it. okay? Mm-hmm. There was never a thought or these things taking mm-hmm. place when I was in elementary mm-hmm. school. It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
It just didn't happen. How we got here, you know, what has happened to our culture and what's happened in this country, that is something that obviously needs to be discussed because it's not turned for the better. But because this is the terrain, this mm-hmm. is the reality today, we've got to deal with the terrain. You know, you deal with the terrain at hand, and then you can try to solve the root causes of these problems. But first and foremost, you've got to be there and you've got to protect kids.
Yeah. And back in the Stone Age, when you went to Syracuse University, they had armed Syracuse University police officers that were police officers there at the college. And they were armed, and they were not on patrol. They walked the beat. All the students knew who they were. And, of course, the firefighters would come through from time to time. All right, let's
go ahead. You couldn't get into the bad. That's ages ago. You couldn't get back into the dorms,
nope.
you know, at night unless you showed an ID and they had people at the front. But again, you know, that's a big university and they have their own, you know, security department there. Mm-hmm. But elementary schools, you know, we've got all this extra COVID money that's lying around that they haven't spent on all this other stuff and giving kids masks that they didn't need in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
If we had divert these funds now to making sure that these schools are safe and making them not look like a prison. You don't want to send kids to someplace that looks like a prison. That's the last thing in the world you want. But there's ways to do it in a manner which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Now, Bidenflation strikes again. Fed officials signal rates may head to restrictive levels. What's a restrictive level?
Well, they're just, you know, basically from what I get from their statement yesterday, they're looking at, I think I'm looking at three more rate cuts of 50 basis points. And I don't think, you know, that's, and they're going to reassess that. That'll be end up towards the fall of this year. A lot of the money supply is already coming out of the system as we speak. And, you know, they're going to only go so far when it comes. They don't want to cause a major recession. That's something they don't want to do. Again, a lot, you know, the Fed can do what they can in regards to reducing the money supply, which they should do. But the government's going to have to step in as well and reduce spending and also, start dealing with these supply chains. I forgot about this. I was reading about this morning. I forgot about the extra COVID subsidies that were given to people for Obamacare. Those things are going away soon. And that's going to actually go away in October, right before the midterms. And people that get Obamacare subsidies, the cost of their insurance is going to go back up. It's going to cost them a lot more. And, you know, and again, this is going to be another issue that's going to be moving forward. And you're going to hear, you know, conversations about extending that and more handouts. So that there's a lot that's going to be taking place from now until the midterms.
By the way, I just got a email from Bill, and he doesn't say where he's from. He said, my wife just worked her last day after of reaching on Monday. She starts since she started back in 1978. Things have definitely changed. The problem is that there's a law that no guns can be on school property. I don't know what state this is. It's not here. This needs to change. My wife was a trained concealed carry permit holder. Some of those schools need to be armed retired grandpas and grandmas that were police or military and a good guy with a gun. I agree. All right, Chris.
I'm all for good guys with guns.
Yep.
Need more of them.
Yep. I'll talk to you tomorrow, my friend.
You got it, good one.
Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. We appreciate him very much being on the program, and I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the... You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.